This is Passport to Texas. Texas hot, dry summer will affect fall hunting forecasts. Yet Corey Mason, dove program leader for Parks and Wildlife, says dove season, which opens September 1st, should be good.
We do expect to have decreased seed production and also decline in agricultural production. But what that can mean on a positive is it does provide some bare ground so that those seeds that are available can be found by dove. So the hunting forecast is going to be good for Texas just because of the number of birds we have in the sky. You know, we have an estimated fall population of excess of 40 million mourning dove. So we're going to have ample opportunity for hunters that choose to enjoy the sport.
Hunting and fishing and nature viewing in Texas has a huge economic impact. And certainly with dove being as prolific as they are and being such a popular bird, they must have quite an impact on the Texas economy.
They do. You know, in a lot of these small towns, the 1st of September and the opening of deer season as well in early November, very significant events for them. And dove hunting has an economic value estimated at $300 million plus dollars annually in Texas.
I mean, we're talking primarily of the small rural towns that benefit.
It's folks coming in town renting hotel rooms in small communities that don't typically have them book that time of year, and the local cafes and gas stations that are selling fuel and ice and Cokes and candy bars and all those kind of things, they really make a significant impact in local communities. It's hunters' dollars putting a lot of things in play.
The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.